Hello, everybody. My name is Joe Vargas, and you're listening to My Swift Journey podcast, my adventures of becoming an iOS developer. Hey, everybody. It's Joe. It's Friday, January 6th, 2023. Happy New Year. I hope everyone is well. I hope everyone is safe. I hope the new year has been good to you so far. I'm very excited to record this one. It's been a good week. That's the least I can say about this past week. I started with the new company, and I'm very happy to say that, you know, based on everything that has happened so far, I am officially an iOS developer. And, you know, I won't keep you waiting any longer. I signed up happily with a company called Martian Craft. And I started officially this past Wednesday. It was an interesting start because when I signed the offer letter, like pretty much all the documentation, it all said I'm going to start January 2nd because here in the States, I signed up to start on January 3rd. And the reason why, because in the States, January 2nd was still the holiday. Because January 1st, New Year's Day, it fell on a Sunday. You know, the U.S. has to be, you know, I don't know what you would call it officially, but they want, you know, they make, you know, if a holiday falls on the Sunday, they make it a holiday again Monday. If the holiday falls on the Saturday, they make the Friday a holiday too. So, because New Year's Day fell on a Sunday, they made it a holiday on a Monday. So I was like, okay, no problem. I'll start January 3rd. Well, I jump online January 3rd. And, you know, I'm just like jumping into the whole story and everything. But I jump online January 3rd. And the HR person, he's like, I jumped online at around 8 in the morning, and around, he gives me access to the company's Slack account and everything, and, just a bunch of people just message me in the general chat, you know, welcome aboard, you know, all that good stuff. And I guess somebody must have let the HR guy know that it's still a company holiday, which means they had the day off. So around 11, the HR guy is like, hey, Joe, you know, this is an oversight on my part, but it's still a holiday for us. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, no problem. You know, pretty much I'm in their hands, you know, waiting for them. You know, I'm waiting for the whole, you know, onboarding stuff and whatnot. And he's like, yeah, technically it's, you know, it's still a holiday for us. We don't actually resume until January 4th. And I'm like, it's no problem. You know, I'll just, you know, I'll wait for tomorrow then. So it's funny because I'm going to look back one day and be like, my first day at Martian Craft was my off day. Nevertheless, I was, honestly, I couldn't sleep that night. I was just so excited and I was anxious, you know, I just couldn't wait to get started. And I'm glad, I'm glad it was an off day because honestly, I only got like 4 hours of sleep that night, but, you know, just on the excitement. And, but yeah, I, when I got word that, you know, I can, you know, log off. Yeah, I wasn't explicitly told to log off, but pretty much that was implied. I went back to sleep. I took a good 2 hour nap and I woke up and went on about my day. And but yeah, I started on the fourth. And let me just backtrack a little bit about the Friday before. I received the equipment from the client that I've been assigned to, and you know it was just amazing to receive a box. You know, it something tangible to hold to like make it official. You know, you're assuming this responsibility. You know, and to do a job that this is what you've been waiting for, type of thing. It was surreal. I couldn't believe, you know, it was surreal and I couldn't believe it. It was just a back and forth with those feelings, but it was awesome. Yeah, the Friday before I received company MacBook, which is, I was just blown away with the specs. It's pretty much almost like the latest and greatest MacBook Pro. The M1 Max chip, 64 gigs of RAM, terabyte hard drive. And addition to that, you know, I was sent, you know, an iPhone 13 and a iPad Pro 11 inch. I mean, both of these cell connected. I mean, it was just I thought I was dreaming because this is what I dreamt for and I just couldn't believe it. I really couldn't. And this is way better than this is actually way better than what I had thought, what I had dreamt of, you know, how it was going to be. And I still don't believe it. I still don't feel like these last 3 days were real. And it's going to take some time, but I've been overwhelmed with joy, excitement, and I just look forward to the days ahead. So I started Wednesday, and I got messaged by one of the senior devs. And at this point, you know, slowly but surely, they were giving me access to the client's chat system via, you know, Teams and the email system and whatnot. And, you know, that took a while, which makes sense. And everyone's coming back from the holiday, you know, there are some things that, you know, that are like, you know, in queue and me being one of them, you know, slowly but surely I was getting access and everything. So, one of the devs that I interviewed he remembered that I expressed interest in CICD, continuous integration, continuous development, and he pretty much pitched to me that he understood that, you know, that portion of, you know, DevOps that is not going to be my core responsibility, but he still wanted to reach out to me and ask if I would voluntarily, you know, pretty much, I guess, go under, you know, take me under his wing, you know, to catch me up on that portion of, you know, the side of things. And I eagerly said yes, because that's actually one of the things that I was learning recently on a small scale. But here we are, you know, he wants, you know, he's interested in taking me under his wing, you know, and, you know, pretty much lead me into like the enterprise portion of it. And, you know, I couldn't be more happier than, you know, in accepting it. And, you know, when he came to me with that, you know, he had a series of questions and he wanted to know my extent of using GitHub Actions and whatnot. And I just pretty much told him, you know, it was pretty much all small scale personal projects to where I just used GitHub's default workflow actions. And I was unaware if even GitHub Enterprise had those options to use. He was unaware too. They have their own infrastructure, their own other, some other platform that would handle CI/CD, but he wanted to see if, because they use GitHub Enterprise, if those actions can be like implemented into the enterprise part. And I was like, look, I'm unaware because I have not worked with GitHub Enterprise, but, you know, let me just, you know, look into this and I'll report back to you when I have any information. And, you know, I just took off with it and I started researching more in GitHub Actions and if it can be implemented in the enterprise. And I was, you know, very happy to find out that, yeah, you can, you know, it's almost no different than, you know, what you get when you sign up for a free account. Honestly, I don't know if, because I have a paid account with GitHub, I don't know if it's available with the free version. But from what I know of when, you know, paying the 7-month premium, I do get GitHub Actions. So that's the extent I know. And apparently you can implement those actions in an enterprise. And depending on your version of the enterprise, you know, it has certain actions already available to, you know, that certain point in time when you implemented that version of GitHub into the enterprise. And thankfully, you know, I pretty much went into a rabbit hole and I researched and I found that you can actually sync additional GitHub actions to the GitHub enterprise, you know, based on the access that you're given. And you would have to consult with the admin on that. But I pretty much took about 3-4 hours researching this. And I documented some key points and documentation and provided the senior dev some, you know, my insight or what I found. And he found it useful. He found it helpful that he did not even know that there's an actual, if you type in the host name of the GitHub Enterprise server and, you know, /actions, you can actually see the available actions that's already bundled or pre-bundled within the actual server. And pretty much what I provided him, it was pretty much useful. And it also seemed promising to what he envisioned, because what he wants to do is, you know, if you've used GitHub Actions or any type of CI/CD platform, you know, when you run these workflows, it'll show you the status, you know, building, unit testing, you know, things of that nature, etc. You know, he wants to build a visualizer, a native visualizer for iOS. He doesn't want to you have to rely on GitHub's visualizer, which is, I believe, only a web-based. That's what I've found so far, that, you know, if you use the GitHub's visualizer, it's all web-based. What he wants to do is grab those statuses and make them into an iOS application, so where it can be have a visualizer on an iPad or an iPhone or whatever you want to use. And based on my research, GitHub does provide an API where you can monitor those statuses and all that. So that seems very promising. And he was going to reach out to the backend developer at the at the client. And I pretty much it was just very exciting to be able, even though it was just like, you know, small in detail, but I was really happy to be able to take the time and research that type of information. And the other thing that he was interested in knowing if I had any experience in shell scripting, which I do not. I have not, but I have seen it before, and I remember running a script that was already pre-written. So that was my extent of shell scripting. But he said that's one of the tools that they use on their side. So, you know, what did I do? You know, I just started Googling, you know, YouTubing, looking, you know, to see how, and looking to see what the concept is of shell scripting and how to run commands and whatnot. And I found a handful of topics and links, or, you know, videos and links that can be beneficial for me when I do some researching this weekend. It's going to be a rainy weekend here in Houston, so I'm pretty much going to stay indoors and just study on this stuff. And I already did a little bit of research this afternoon on some downtime, and I saw that a lot of people like using iTerm. Command line. Yeah, command line. There's another word for it. Can't remember right now. And I'm on the terminal. There you go. A lot of people like, you know, those who do shell scripting, like using the iTerm terminal over the default one that's found in Mac. I personally like using the VS Code terminal because, you know, you're able to have these different types of themes you can apply, which makes it easier in the eyes, whether you're coding in, you know, during the day or night, you know, have a light mode and a dark mode. But, you know, I know iTerm has that type of capability where you can choose themes and whatnot. But I did see that there's like additional plugins that really make shell scripting, writing shell scripts, very beneficial and a lot easier and fluid. So I may be converting over to, I may be converting back over back to iTerm. So I'll probably update the company laptop now over the weekend, install iTerm in there and just set it up to where, you know, I can do some minor and harmless shell scripting on that laptop. So I'm pretty much like, how do you say, bundling all this up, this podcast of 3 days into one episode. And, you know, I remember in the last episode, I had said like I was still trying to decide if I'm going to make one podcast per day, you know, just like as a daily update of what I've done that day and everything. And I think on day one, I mean, I wasn't overwhelmed on day one, but I can see on how, you know, I could, maybe I give it some thought. I was like, you know what? There's probably going to be days where it's going to be a little overwhelming and I might not have the energy to make a podcast that afternoon. And I was like, you know what? I may have to do this on a weekly basis, on a Friday after, you know, I log out for the day. And I feel as though that might be a lot better because I'll have an abundance of information, of updates, and, you know, just some information of my routine. And also, it's going to be like maybe like therapy for me, you know, to decompress and talk about it, let it go, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, burden you all with it, but like, you know, I feel as though, you know, you might want to hear this or you might be interested in hearing it. Like some actual, you know, professional, you know, professional point of view, I guess, on, you know, starting out, you know, self-taught, no professional background, any of this, like starting off new and, you know, some raw information of how it is. I'm not saying my experience is going to be your experience, but, you know, there might be some similarities that you might encounter. You know, for instance, I signed up, you know, I applied to be an iOS developer. That's what they hired me for. But here we are, somebody who's a senior, he's reaching out to me to see if I'm interested in researching, you know, CI/CD and, you know, using shell scripting or writing scripts and everything. Like, Quinn, if you're listening to this and you are an aspiring iOS developer and all you know is writing code, creating apps, and this is like your number one focus, you, at this point, you don't care about CI/CD. You don't care about writing scripts or anything. But you may be presented one day with the opportunity of employment where, yes, they hire you as a developer, but somebody might take interest in saying, hey, you know, during an interview, you mentioned something about CI/CD that you're working on it or you're interested in. Would you be interested in, you know, as an extracurricular, you know, assignment or a task to get involved with that, you know, aspect of the whole, you know, DevOps thing? And like, why wouldn't you? Because I feel as though you're going to be, it's going to be beneficial to you because you're going to be well-rounded and people are going to rely on you to understand and know that aspect, even though you were solely hired on as a developer, but you're going to be a lot more valuable to them because not only can you develop apps, not only can you write code, but you also know the DevOps side of it. So honestly, at this point, you know, I made myself remember that a bullet point on this is that you want to be as well-rounded as possible so you can be valuable as possible to a company, because, you know, the chances of, you know, them keeping you and them relying on you and, you know, depending on you, you know, that's valuable stuff. So I would consider that, you know, it's great, you know, coding, you know how to write apps, you know how to submit an app to the App Store, cool. But I would say also tinker, you know, around with CI/CD and just like, you know, making shell scripts and, you know, just make yourself well-rounded as possible. So that's my advice to you. And I don't have a whole lot to, you know, for this episode, but I will say this. This is considered season 2, episode 1. And I'm titling it New Year, New Me, because this is actually, you know, it's like the stars align. It is a new year. It is a new me, because I'm actually somewhere where this is where I wanted to be. And, you know, it's like starting fresh, starting new. So I did not have a well-structured episode, you know, structure, I guess. But, you know, this presents itself an opportunity where, you know, I can reform on how these episodes are presented. So season 1, that was me trying to make it, applying you all at this point. if you've heard all 17 episodes, you have heard the ups and downs, the struggles. Honestly, just knowing what I, or just remembering what I think I've recorded, I don't want to like listen to those episodes because those were troubling times. But I'm humble today because of those experiences, and I have yet to post on Twitter about this accomplishment of, you know, working with Martian Craft, because I have no excuse. I really haven't had time. You know, it was one of those things that it was on the back of my mind to do, but rest assured, tomorrow, Saturday, I will be posting something. But if you're listening to this tonight or before tomorrow morning, Saturday, January 7th, if you listen before then, I might, yeah, you all will be the first to know. I might publish this this episode as soon as possible. Again, I've just been on this new journey for 3 days, and I don't have all the access so far. I've only gotten the access for the chat system, the email system for the client, but I have not gotten the access to their GitHub code base. But apparently that's pending for next week, which is fine. You know, I understand everyone's coming back to work. You know, they have other things to do and whatnot. So, this episode might be short. It's only 3 days worth of content, which wasn't full of a lot. Just pretty much catching you guys up on what I did and what was presented to me. So, I want to thank everybody who has listened this up to this point. I really appreciate you guys. I've seen, you know, I'm seeing all the views, and you know, it looks like the audience is growing. So I must be doing something right. I just hope that, you know, at the end of the day, like, I inspire someone to keep pushing forward, keep building your portfolio, keep taking those interviews, keep hoping. It took me a long time. I did not expect, I did not expect for this to happen or take this long, but it did. And I'm better for it. Because if I would have just practiced and studied, you know, for a year and then gotten the job right away, I don't think I would have been as humble as I am today. I'm really happy it took this long, because I can at least look back and see where I've come from and appreciate it a lot more. It was just back in August that I almost threw in the towel and just quit and just settled for what I had and just accept that it wasn't worth pursuing anymore. And it hurts thinking about that. It hurts talking about it. But I knew there were, deep down in me, in my mind, there's this voice just telling me to keep going. And I'm questioning it. Why? Why do you want me to keep going if it feels like it's not going anywhere? And I'm just glad I listened to that one little voice in my head to keep going versus all thousands and millions of other little voices in my head just telling me not to keep going. And I didn't know then, but I'm just glad I listened to that one voice. So again, I'm really happy and appreciative and grateful. Just today, when I logged off for the day, I told everyone that, you know, I just wanted to thank them for the warm welcomes and the opportunity to work with Martian Craft. And I look forward to the days ahead. And I just hope there's somebody out there listening who is like ready to throw in the towel. And I hope this inspires them to keep holding tight onto that towel. And because, you know, your time is coming. Just keep putting in the effort. Keep putting in the hard work. Nothing good comes easy. I understand that. Just be patient and you'll get your day. I've read so many stories and seen so many posts on Twitter where people just spontaneously announced that they got their first job as an iOS developer and they too were self-taught. And they started learning way after me and they got their job way before me. And I just kept questioning myself, what am I doing wrong? You know, at this point, I can just look back and say I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was just being impatient. And I'm just glad I held on. And I'm just glad I remained patient and focused. And, you know, for every rejection that I got, I would, you know, learn a new technology, learn a new framework, you know, learn a new feature within Swift and, you know, Swift UI. And I would convert that, you know, rejection into something good. And, you know, it helped. You know, and I recommend it to anybody, you know, who is going through that right now. And I'm living proof that, you know, it can happen and it will happen. You just got to remain steadfast and focused. So with that being said, again, I really hope y'all are having a great new year so far. And I look forward to, you know, having a more in-depth, more insightful podcast episode next Friday. Actually, I started recording this an hour and a half after I logged off. So, you know, I just took a break, took a shower, refreshed, you know, got my mind right and hit the record button. And I hope to do the same next Friday. And again, have more insights and information. So I'm going to take another breather and I'll see y'all next Friday. So until then, you know, everyone be safe, be good. Be good to your neighbor. Happy coding.
Hi everyone, and thank you for listening to this episode. If this episode brings you any value, do leave a review, and if you have time, a comment. Your feedback is greatly appreciated and will help me produce future episodes. If you'd like to leave me a voice message, which I would greatly look forward to, head over to anchor.fm/myswiftjourney, click on the message button, and record away. I look forward to your messages. Happy coding.